Yeah, that's a great question, and unfortunately, I really can't speak to it. I mean, this was an epidemiological survey that we did, and certainly can now. I mean, I think these data open up a lot of questions for us. I think in the past, many Asian populations would be doing services, you know, they offer services, but it's hard to know what the prevalence is because those data were never available. So, and that's why I think this is so important that the Asian Health Coalition of Illinois took the initiative to say, you know, population level data are important, just even in evaluating your work to see how effective you are in reaching people. So I think doing some qualitative research as an add-on to this will certainly be important.
And we'll have time for more questions after the next paper. We have about, I think, almost 10 minutes at the end is set aside for discussion and, you know, more questions. So if you have more questions, hold them, please. And it's also, I think, just want to comment, it's nice to see that you did all of the surveys in the language, the native language of those populations. I mean, it's just thinking about the validity and all of the other stuff related to it, really, really, I know how hard that is to do. Really difficult field work. So congratulations on your work. Really great. Okay, the next paper has to do with work in Belize. And unfortunately, Teresa Lova could not be here.
Loya.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's a Y, not a V. Okay. I guess I need my glasses. And Teresa Loya could not be here, but we have Fred Dominguez, who's the other author on the paper. So, Fred.
Yeah. To advance the slides, it's just...
Just yet. This is to advance. This is to go back.
And this is the pointer here?
Yeah, just to move the mouse.
Okay. Thank you. This this topic takes a little bit of an international flavor. I've got a lot of slides, so I'm going to be linguistically challenged. So if you bear with me. This program, this campaign began as a development of a memorandum of understanding between Los Angeles County Department of Public Health, Charlesville University, and the Belize Ministry of Health. Let me see here.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right click. This one.
Okay.
To go?
It's not going. I'll use this.
Okay.
Here are the principal investigators, Dr. Loy along myself with the Belizean counterparts, Dr. Peter Allen, who is currently the CEO of the Ministry of Health after the recent elections, and Dr. Natalia Beer, who is the maternal childhood health technical advisor. Okay, here we see Belize, the capital, Belmopan, which is the capital, and Belize City, where we conducted the campaign, a little bit north. Let me see here. Even the mouse isn't working. Let's see. Oh, well. Oh, there it is. Sit back here. There you go. Belize City, that used to be the capital of Belize. Here's Belize City, population roughly, the country's population is roughly about 294,000 people. Languages spoken, the official language is English. You also have Creole and Spanish. The majority of the population, well, more about 58% of the population, is between 15 and 64 years of age. The fact, as we're seeing in cervical cancer, that 600 women die a day from cervical cancer worldwide is the second most common cause of cancer among women, and 80% of the new cases that occur in developing countries. Comparing to some of the incidence of mortality between Belize and Guatemala, as Belize is similar, and Belize borders Guatemala and Mexico. We've done campaigns also in Guatemala, and you see there's similar incidence of mortality, which is about five times more than the United States. Human papillomaviruses caused about 99% of the cases, and the serotypes of 16-18 are causing 70% of the cervical cancers. 55, it's one of the most common causes of sexually transmitted diseases in the United States. And more than 50% of sexually active men and women become infected sometime in their lives. In screening, one of the most common cause screening tests in the United States is the cytology papillomavirus exam, which is used to, and it's been able to decrease the mortality rates in developed countries by 70%. A new test looking at using just the HPV virus in a Korean study by Lee used it and showed that the sensitivity was a little bit more, was a lot better than the conventional cytology PAP, and when combined, both had a greater sensitivity. The current one that's used in developing countries is called VIA, the visual inspection using acetic acid. It's being promoted because it has low technology use. Seven studies have been done, and you can see that the sensitivity and specificity has a large range between the different types of studies. It's used to detect cervical dysplasia cancer. Again, being used, let's see here. Basically used as acetic acid is covering the cervix, and you look at cellular changes within the cervix. And as you see right here, here's a normal cervix, and this is the acetic acid, the whitish areas around here. The most precancerous findings are in this squamous columnar junction in this area right here. And as you go towards the periphery, this would be not a positive finding. You see more cellular changes like metaplasia happening. So as you see, if you go back to the previous studies, that's where you can see a large variation between the sensitivity of the exam. The strength, people can be trained in 1 to 2 weeks. Healthcare personnel can be trained 1 to 2 weeks. It takes 20 minutes, so you can test and treat right on the same spot, or they don't have to come back for results. The limitations is that in this testing and treating is that if you miss some cases on false positives, then you're over-treating a lot of patients, and that incurs cost in the country. The study design that we did was we looked at Papanicolaou VIA and HPV amongst the Belizean women in the campaign, and in the model, we're using the health education, the screening, and the treatment. And this has been used in both Belize and Guatemala. The AIMS is looking at the demographics of the subjects, analysis of the data obtained during the project of the results, and the serotypes where we used HPV testing. Inclusion criteria, you see. The organizations that were involved, donors. The workstation assignments, we have various workstations with medical history intake, health education, internal medicine, STD station. The PAPs and physicals were done, had a colposcopy station, cytology reports. We reported results, and had a data entry person. Here is the kind of the waiting. It was a large numbers who came during this campaign, 4 days. The waiting area. Intake, health education, exam room, STD lab, cytology. Here's Dr. Sosa, who's the president of the American Cancer Society, American Belize Cancer Society, and Dr. Beer giving the results. And they were the ones who developed the plan for when we left to follow the women who weren't able to be reached during the campaign. History, the results, we had 474 women come through, 39 abnormal PAPs. And looking at some of the results, we had 94 VIA positives and 39 PAP positives that were referred for further workup. The abnormals of the ones of the 39, we had 14% or 17 of that were VIA positive, and out of those 39, 22 were VIA negative. Referred to colposcopy. The colposcopy we referred to if either the woman had a positive VIA or a positive PAP, they were referred for a colpo. 66 colpos were done, and you can see as the based upon the colpos, 46 were VIA positive, whereas 20 were PAP only positive. 9 leaps and 5 biopsies were done where the PAP and colpo agreed. There was 72% of the time, Where VIA and COPAL agreed 54% of the time. Okay, this slide is the best comparison of our results of where the woman had a positive VIA, the COPAL and PAP agreed 22% of the time, and I'll give you a little indication on why that was done, where they had a positive VIA and we had a positive COPAL but a negative PAP, that was 33%, where we had a positive VIA, negative COPAL, negative PAP, that was 43%, and I'm going to discuss those findings in a second, and one person had a positive VIA, a negative COPAL, and a positive PAP. Now, these 20 women who had the positive VIA, negative PAP, and COPAL was from when I was describing on the cervix, on the outer lining, you have cellular changes, and that will produce a false positive. On the cytology area, these were the ones that had the positive COPAL, that small percent that with positive COPAL, positive VIA, and positive PAP, is that we were thinking that the providers who did the training, although they did during their professional training, did have VIA training, and we did have a review session on VIA before the campaign, this might have also influenced difference in results, because VIA is not a standard used in the United States. Also, there might have been some poor lighting, and the VIA is a visual inspection to determine a positive test. Okay, HPV results. We had 83 that were positive, and this slide. Is that it kind of shows the result as the higher the degree of lesion, the greater the amount of HPV prevalence, which kind of supported the data in the Korean study that we've done, was mentioned previously. Here are the different, it's kind of interesting, the different genotypes, although you have 16 and 18, you also see some of the other distributions, and this would not likely be good for the current vaccine if it was from the United States applied, because it's covered mostly in the 16 and 18 serotypes. Okay, the project goals. Did we meet the project goals? Yes, educated women, VIA screen, Pap smear, offered HPV testing, colposcopy treatment. We did work collaboratively, achieved sustainability. I can touch on that. Data was collected. The benefits, the government is developing a strategic plan now for cervical cancer. Conclusions from the campaign. We found that the women did come back for the results, which was kind of like an access issue in developing countries. And a quote from the paper. A woman said that she knew she was, client said it was very important to know where they stand medically and to know if they had cancer or not. So coming for a Pap smear and cervical cancer education is very important. Women in Belize. And here's our campaign. People and participants. Thank you. Yeah. I said it was kind of fast.
No, I didn't say it fast. I said 5 minutes. So let's finish in 3 minutes.
Okay, cool.
But we have plenty of time for questions.
All right.
Here and then back there. Yes.
Yeah. Why the differences? That's a great question, because this is... I guess the thing about HPV, it's there are many different serotypes. Why is it coming? The frequency is different in other countries. One is, I think there needs to be the other countries, the determination of what this other species are. It may be if you do the whole world, maybe 16 and 18 is not the real common cause. It's only in the United States, but there's not a... The short answer is there's a lack of data that supports why there's other...
The vaccine that is
Yeah, the vaccine covers, the one in the United States covers the 16 and 18, so if you apply that, it's not going to be cost effective. And it's a very costly vaccine to begin with. The VIA? What's the question?
What do you recommend for developing countries for screening?
Here's the thing. There's a lot of agencies, PATH, JAPIGO, they swear that they can teach people in 2 weeks to be experts in the VIA, which is a visual exam. We're taking the stance that given appropriate technology, the doctors who came down with the cytology brought their own microscopes, but if given the chance for developing the cytology, we feel that cytology is superior to the VIA. However, you've got both. You can the VIA is very easy to do. Cytology, PAP, you need training, you need equipment. But the bottom line is that cytology proves to be has a higher sensitivity specificity than the VIA. So it's kind of like a debate going on right now. Belize, they have very little. There's not even a medical school in Belize, so it's kind of difficult to say. They do a couple. One of the slides had they have two cytologists for the whole country of Belize, and that's a drawback because one of the drawbacks in the study was that we were doing it in the city and not in the countryside, where probably there's more need for education, more need for screening, more need for treatment, and that's where the true issue lies. For the
VIA.
Yeah, the VIA, and that is the push now to use the VIA because of lack of resources, and that's one of the benefits of using the VIA. It's fast, treatable, low technology, but there, you know, like in all exams that was shown in the results, is that you are going to have some variation as the sensitivity of the test. So. I think it's still a debate that's going on. I'm not sure what the outcome is going to be.
Yes.
And that's our position in agreement on that, is that we want to train more cytologists to work, even if it had to be mobile, do a mobile van in the countryside, because this is where the limitations of this campaign here, the women in the city, they've had multiple PAPs, and that wasn't the original intent, but because of funding, we weren't able to go into the countryside, and that was our original intent, to go into the countryside to find out the prevalence and the HPV and those types of things. The cytologists are in the city, and so the whole thing is, can we train more cytologists to work in the countryside?
Is there a plan for immunization in the country, given the high rates?
For the HPV vaccine, the people who supplied the vaccine for us, they're only concerned about the serotypes that are common in the United States, the 16 and 18. As we saw in the other slide, there's other types of serotypes in Belize. So there hasn't been one. There hasn't been that vaccine developed yet to cover the other serotypes of HPV. That's one issue. The second issue would be the cost of the vaccine. So the answer to your question, no.
Question in the back.
Have there been any kind of study or measure whether better training or longer training for the VIA could make it a more effective test?
longer, more training.
Yeah, longer and more training. That is probably that's a great question because, you know, the PATH and JAPAIGO really support the VIA. And if we had time to really look at the data I presented, you can see that there was sometimes, was it 33% had positive VIA, but we had a negative PATH and a positive COPAL, which was indicate that the VIA was better. I think the picture is worth 1,000 words, and it's only on a visual. I think you need the question would be, can you use more objective criteria in using VIA? Because right now it's only based upon a visual inspection.
Any other questions for our other speakers? I know there were some additional questions people may have had regarding the earlier papers, or any other points of discussion? Yes, in the back.
I have a question about the VIA. It looks like it's pretty radical. Is there adverse effects from the acid?
No, because it's just acetic acid, and there's no permanent cellular changes.
Any other questions? Comments? Great. Thank you for coming to the session. Have a wonderful afternoon. Congratulations to all the speakers.
Actually, this was 50. The original was 70.
Oh, my God. We only have 12 minutes.
Yeah, did it sound a little too fast? It probably did.
A little, but you could have slowed down a little bit because you had more time.
I didn't finish early.
You know,
when I was practicing, I was always going over, and now it's
2 or 3 minutes early.
But
that's all right. You got your points across.
All right.
Good.
John.
Okay, yes.
Is it all right to call you sometime when you're not so much busy?
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely.
The reason is, I know because when you're starting school and doing a whole lot of work,
give me my cell phone.
That's wonderful. And what if you could try to call me? You can do it now for a long
time.
During
most days, I teach Tuesday, Thursday. Let me give you my work number.
Great program.
I want to.
I'm sorry, say it again. You
want
to what?
I want to.
It's in the booth, yeah. But the Georgia booth?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Georgia booth is there.
But education booth, I went there, and gentleman named, what is his name?
Victor?
What is his name? Hello?
Thank you. Oh, you went to Carolina? You went to the Carolina?
No, AP section.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who? I don't know who was there.
Whoever it was. From.
What they said.
You guys come in the morning at 3:30.
Oh, that's because we had a
session in
AP business meeting. I don't. I have to look because I don't.
So this is 479.
4737.
You
have a car?
I give up all this in common. So yeah.
Okay.
I'll email you because we have.
Well, email me with your information.
Sure, I'll do that.
But I can write it down too.
And then I'll update you what was discussed and what we've come up with ideas and things like that. And I will need your help.
Yeah, I'd like to help.
Yeah, and that way we could. I talked to Roberta.
Huh?
Roberta, man.
Oh, Roberta, yeah.
And she's in support of it, although she's not part of the group anymore.
She's dean now.
Yeah, I went to her reception.
Yeah, I know Roberta. Yeah, I know. I know a lot of the chairs.
Oh, that's great. So, what we need to talk more about it and the same program there.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Get those papers written and published now. Okay. That's important, yeah.
Hey, nice pleasure. Yeah, great moderator.
Nice to see you.
Take care.
I have your information.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to leave it. She was able to work the curriculum as part of
the
associate's all conducted.